You're listening to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone with me right now, Republican Representative Kevin Daley of Lapeer County. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, Cheryl.
Very good. Wanted to get a hold of you when I saw the couple of bills in the House that are intended to give some clear standards to farmers on pollution controls, environmental standards, and so forth, and wanted to go right to you because you sponsored the bills, and maybe you could tell us about them.
Sure. It's meat verification bills. MEEP is the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program. MEEP's a program that's been in place for about 11 years. It's a strictly voluntary program to farmers where they can go through a process of becoming what we consider to be MEEP verified, which would mean that they have to go through a stringent, depending on what type of farm, they have a stringent array of basically answering questions about what they do on their farm operation. The more, you know, a crop farm is much easier to become MEEP verified than an animal agriculture farm because you've got the manure storage and stuff that goes with animal agriculture. But basically you go through a lot of steps to become MEEP verified. I have to spend a lot of money sometimes to correct certain things and make certain type of buildings and things to confine manure and this type of stuff. But you've got GAMPs. I don't know how familiar you are with GAMPs, Generally Accepted Agricultural Management Practices.
I am being introduced as we speak.
Okay. Well, yeah. GAMPs are what the generally those General Accepted Agricultural Management Practices are what the farmers are expected to follow, and those are put together by the industry. But this program actually takes that MEEP program and puts it into law, codifies it into law. It's still voluntary. Farmers can voluntarily sign up for it. The issue that we were having is that farmers weren't real interested in signing up for it because there was no value to it. They would spend a lot of money to bring their facilities into compliance and to meet good agricultural environmental stewardship. And yet, you know, if there was a rainfall that hit suddenly and they had a manure overflow and had some problems, then they could be fined and penalties from the state because of those things happening. What this law does is it actually takes those fines and penalties away if they've been MEEP verified. If they're following all the GAMPs, they have to follow all the practices. A perfect example, an easy example, is a guy, taking manure waste from his farm, spreading it on a field. If you're following the proper MEEP verification procedures, you have to verify the fact that you've checked the weather, that there's not going to be any large rainfalls in the next 24 hours, that you put it on, that you work it in the ground within a certain amount of time. But sometimes God does strange things to us, and they send that 3-inch rainfall even when the weatherman didn't predict it. And so there's really no way a farmer can stay away from that situation. So a farmer got in a situation where there was a huge rainfall that came unpredicted, and they can verify that they followed all the standards and that they are MEEP verified, then they will not be responsible for the fines and penalties associated with that.
So to date, this has been a voluntary program, the same kind of standards, but it's been voluntary until now.
Well, and it still is voluntary. You aren't required to sign up, but this will make it much more interesting to farmers to be able to sign up for it because then they'll know they're protected. And as long as they're following the rules can't be changed in the middle of the game. Right now, with the MEEP program, you could go into the program, follow everything to the T, and then say next week the state decides that they're going to change those GAMPs and it's going to be something a little different, then you've got to come back and change them all. This would at least give you that verification for a 3-year period.
So in my layman's terms, it's a little bit of an insurance policy form in terms of a little bit of protection.
Absolutely, and from what we're hearing already, the agricultural, like the lenders and stuff, are jumping on board already and starting to come up. There's going to be incentives that come from the industry. For instance, we're hearing that some of the large banks and stuff that loan a lot to agricultural interests are considering if you are a MEEP verified farm, we'll lower your interest rate by 1% on farm loans. So those type of things are wonderful things for farmers to become environmentally sound, environmental stewards of our great state. I mean, let's face it, we've got the largest supply of fresh water in the world right here around our state. We want to protect that, and we as farmers want to do that as well.
And just earlier this week, I had a guest on talking about dairy farms, and he mentioned to me, and we ran out of time, and we're going to do it at another time, an interview, talking about waste runoff. I mean, that's a big problem, and it does need to be monitored and watched.
Absolutely. And you know, we as farmers, and I'm a farmer myself, by the way, former dairy farmer. Now we do what we call raise replacement heifers, which is you raise the female calves up and breed them, and then when they become milk-producing, they go to the dairy farm. But, you know, the issue is that we need those products, but we also want to be stewards. I mean, I drink the water off my farm. The oil comes off my farm. I live on that farm. My family's been there for 130 years. The last thing we want to do is pollute the ground and not be good stewards of our land.
Are there any costs involved in the program in terms of, you know, coming from the budget or from the state? Are there costs involved or heavy costs?
The only cost really to the state is for the verifiers. There's actually state verifiers that go out and verify that these farms are verified, that they meet the requirements. And then there's the cost of the sign. It used to be that the farmers had to purchase their own sign, but being as how this is a program where if you break the rules and you're not a good steward, they'll take that verification away. So the state figured they should own the sign. But we do have, it will be self-funded, basically. The plan is to fund it from a program, the checkoff program that you pay when you purchase fertilizers and stuff. The farmers pay. The funds are there to hopefully fund this thing.
Well, so it sounds to me like this is offering protections. And I guess the question that comes up is, why wouldn't a farmer become meat verified?
Well, and that's a very good question. There really isn't any reason not to become meat verified at this point in time. I mean, you have to understand that it's not an easy process. It takes a while to go through that, especially the animal agriculture people. Another thing I want to mention is there was some discussion, even when the governor signed the bill today, there was a question from the audience. Well, isn't there some of these huge, big farms, and they're referring to the CAFOs, the concentrated animal feeding operations, which are the great big numbers, 900, 1,000 head of animals on one operation. Those facilities they have to be permitted already by the DEQ, NPDES permits. They will still be required to purchase those permits. This does nothing for those large operations as far as giving them any breaks from the required permits that they already have. So this is just, we're trying to bring, the goal of this procedure is to bring 80% of the production into this state on board, become meat verified, and we hope to do that by the year 2015.
And you said to have them, the goal is to have them meat verified, and I liked what you said before about being good environmental stewards. That's really the ultimate goal, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and I'll tell you what, other states are, I mean, this is a nationally watched program in this state. We're state of the art here. We've got people from a lot of other states looking at this, seeing how we're doing it. It really puts Michigan on the map as an environmental, the leader in environmental stewardship for agriculture in the country.
Very good. And it was signed into law today by the governor?
Yes, at about 2:30 this afternoon.
Well, this is a big day for a lot of reasons then.
That's right. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Representative Kevin Daly, I appreciate your time, and I thought this was an important bill. We love being connected to an agricultural state, and I wanted to get the inside info on it. So I appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Republican Representative Kevin Daly of Lapeer County, who sponsored House Bills 4212 and 4213 signed into law today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.